Pittsburgh. Jonathan, how's everything down there in Miami?
As you'd expect, Gary.
Hot.
Very nice and humid. Yeah, nice and hot.
Although I'll tell you, we got a little cloud cover over the last 15 minutes, and it makes a bit of a difference. And when you're watching on TV today, we're actually sitting on a... They have new benches down here that the best I've ever seen that blow cold air. So it's not the mist, those mist tunnels at the end of the bench. When you're on TV today, you'll see the benches are elevated, and they've got like a 4-inch platform underneath it, and it blows cold air up from underneath you. So it actually is about as good as I've seen, and it's a... This is the first place I've seen it, and I'll tell you, the bench is actually pretty cool. So hopefully it helps our guys out today.
Have you ever felt the kind of pressure, anticipation, expectations in previous years that you have this year, Jonathan?
You mean externally, Gresh?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. We know it's the same for you guys inside.
I don't think we feel pressure, but you definitely sense that there's a lot of anticipation for the start of the season. I think internally, there's always, pressure's probably not the right word, but a mission at the start of a season that's about what you want to achieve. And I don't think that ever varies. But clearly, just talking to people, as you go through daily life, there's an anticipation for the Patriots season and the NFL in general that I think is definitely at a higher pitch than we felt before.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm one of your, I don't know if you want to say biggest problems, biggest fans, biggest prognosticators, Jonathan. I don't know if you're looking negatively or positively, but you just look at the move to get Revis. The defense has improved. Gronk is back. I think the team on paper is better than Denver now. It still has to play out because I like Revis better than Tlaib. Jones is a year older. You got Easley. Oh, I think he's going to be a really good player. Mayo's healthy. You just look at all these things, and, you know, you always think that the Patriots are going to be in the hunt, or they got to get to the AFC Championship game anyways. I mean, that's like the minimum. How are the Pats going to do?
They'll get to the title game. Okay, now we can dial it back. And look, there are always storylines going into every season.
You're loaded. This is the year, Jonathan. This is the year you're loaded.
I think the storylines each year are always compelling here and in the other 30 cities where the NFL teams play. But I think the NFL in general has grown to a new level of consciousness around the country, and that might feed some of it. But the only thing I'm sure of as we sit here today is that between now and January, February, a lot's going to happen that nobody prognosticated and that nobody expected. And that's why you have the anticipation at the start of the season. You try to do everything you can to prepare yourself for every contingency that can take place. We talked a lot about that last year. You try to put yourself in the best position. But the only thing I know is what's going to take place over the next 5 months is going to be very unpredictable. And hopefully it'll be entertaining, and hopefully Patriot fans have a reason to be smiling, but I guess we won't know that for a while.
Jonathan, when you and your family bought this team, it was in Miami, 1994, season opener. Boy, do you wish back then, you know, what about the NFL, what you know now? I mean, it's been a hell of a 20-year run, ups and downs included.
20 years ago, it was right here in this stadium. And, you know, Marino, to the point about storylines, was coming off the ruptured Achilles the year before, and he and Bledsoe had a shootout that we lost 39-35. So it was an exciting day, but not a great way to be welcomed to the National Football League. And looking back on the 20 years, you absolutely don't have a clue as to what it's all about and what you need to know. From no matter how passionate you were about the league, and we had been going to the game since 71. I think we had missed like 5 or 6 home games between 71 and 94. And we thought we knew a lot about the NFL, and it definitely takes you a good number of years to get the learning curve down. And we were fortunate because having Bill Parcells as a head coach and and having had a first-round draft pick the year before we bought the team in Bledsoe and a rebranding of the franchise, I think a lot was in place for us to get a lot of experience really quickly. And I, in a lot of respects, Bill Parcells, you know, people talk about the challenging three-year window of time, and it was challenging, but I think he was used to, he had always had an ownership down at the Giants who had been in the league literally since its founding and when the league was a mom-and-pop league and football drove everything. And so to step in and have a family who had just spent $173 million and wanted to learn things, and he wasn't used to talking to people who weren't of football pedigree from the beginning. And I think that was a learning curve for both sides, but we clearly got a lot out of it. And he started to understand how when you pay that type of price for a team, which all the new owners from that point forward were going to do, and maybe it had started with Jerry a couple of years earlier, that there was going to be an expectation that this was going to have to grow on the business side too. And between there were a lot of tensions that came out of it, but also a lot of learnings. And fortunately, Drew was there too, and it's been a great 20-year run. But my guess is it takes you at least half a dozen years and probably 10 years just to feel comfortable. And probably 20 years in, I'd say we're still learning. So it's been a fun 20-year run.
Well, a lot of things that – I'm sorry, anyway, you going to say something?
No, you know, I was going to say one other thing, Gary. I was at something last night in 1994, just one other quick aside – 20 years ago, I had the privilege last night of being at a dinner at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and I hadn't been in that building in probably 30 years since a field school trip. And I walked through it last night, and I was blown away by the building and the types of art that they're displaying now. It's not just old oil paintings. And there was a dinner last night for a gentleman named Malcolm Rogers, who's run the museum for the last 20 years. And he's opened it up to kids in the inner city, much like the Patriots are trying to do with football. He's modernized the Museum of Fine Arts and made it accessible. So as we talk about 20 years in Boston, I want to tip my hat to him. It was an awesome dinner, and he's going to be moving on. But he's done wonders for a great institution in town. And I think you can be a football fan and actually be a fan of the Museum of Fine Arts. And I might not have even said that before last night. So a good 20-year connection that I might just quickly mention.
Scott Zolak, outstanding artist, football player. David Givens had a terrific career here in New England. He's an outstanding artist. So, absolutely, you can be a fan of both. Of course, I apologize, Jonathan. I mistook you for Gresh. That'll never happen again. The things that the NFL has had to deal with is some off-the-field issues. And domestic violence is one. And I know that you wanted to get into it. We didn't have time to get into it last week. Fair or unfair, the commissioner took some criticism for the Ray Rice suspension, but since then, the league has come down hard, suspended for 6 games for the first offense. You know, Ray McDonald of San Francisco, 2 days after that, he gets arrested for domestic violence. Just your thoughts on how the commissioner brought that all together.
You know, when you say fair or unfair, I think the thing that was great about what the commissioner did is he wrote a letter to all 32 teams, and in that letter, he said, I got it wrong in the Ray Rice situation. And, you know, how many other CEOs of major Fortune 100 companies in this country or other league commissioners have you heard stand up and say, I got it wrong? I didn't take the full advantage of the power of my office to make a statement. And we at the NFL, as we've talked about on other issues, we believe our players are held to a higher standard and all employees of the league are held to a higher standard. And so he acknowledged that publicly, and then he said, we have to take a leadership role in educating. So now there's a whole new education process that's going to be put in place for players and other NFL personnel who aren't on the field. A whole bunch of new resources are going to be put in place for people who feel that this is something they've thought about doing and need to get help for it. And then finally, he's made it very clear that under the personal conduct policy, he's letting everybody know now that at a minimum, this is going to be a 6-game suspension if you are found to have committed an act of domestic violence. And if there are extraneous circumstances i.e. putting your hands on a woman who's pregnant or doing something to a child, that it can be much worse. And if you're found to have done this a second time, the suspension is going to be a year plus. So I think the commissioner made a very strong statement. I know that he spoke with the union before he did it. He explained why he was doing it and how he was going to do it. And I know the union also feels like this is an extremely important issue and one that the NFL needs to be setting an example on. And so that's what the commissioner did just last week as we were about to kick off the season.
Given the investment you have in the player, does that amp up the level of excitement to see 87 back on the field?
What amps up the level of excitement isn't the investment. I think what amps up the level of excitement is Rob Gronkowski is just such a unique talent. I don't think there's really anybody that's had his physical attributes, the speed, the size, and the athleticism, and the hands, and the football intellect, all in one package. So I think if you're a fan of the game, whether you're a Patriot fan or not, if you see Rob Gronkowski on the field, you want to see him healthy, I guess, unless he's playing your team, because he's so special. He's so special to watch. If you're lucky enough to know him and know how hard he works and he's on your team, yeah, I guess you're excited to see it even more. But he's just so much fun to watch. And I know when I watch, and I know we're in a passing situation and you see him on the field, your eyes get drawn to him anyhow, because you love watching him block and then releasing and moving down the field. And it'll be great to see him out there today. And hopefully this will be the start of a season that he can stay on the field for the entirety for, and that'll be great.
All right, 20 years, Jonathan. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, guys. I guess next week we'll still be on the road, but I'll look forward to seeing you in two.
Okay. Jonathan Kraft, president of the Patriots, inside the owner's box right here.